I'm Jeb Sharp, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The 2.5-year nightmare that a British man suffered has ended. Now we're learning how that nightmare may have begun. Computer specialist Peter Moore and his 4 bodyguards were kidnapped from an Iraqi government ministry in 2007. 3 of the bodyguards died in captivity, and the 4th is believed to be dead. Peter Moore was freed yesterday. Today, a British newspaper, The Guardian, is reporting that Iran masterminded the kidnapping, and that the hostages were taken to Iran. Maggie O'Kane is part of the team that broke the story. She's currently in France. Maggie, what's the story in a nutshell here? Who kidnapped these men and why?
Well, we believe that the Iranian Al-Quds force was involved in the kidnapping of the 5 British hostages. It was part of a ranking up of hostilities between Iran, America and Britain following Bush's announcement of the surge strategy, in which he accused Iran of funding, supporting and essentially creating these special groups that were operating in Iraq. So immediately after that statement was made, a number of Iranian diplomats who were also Al-Quds forces were arrested in Iraq. And this began a sort of snowball of tit-for-tat kidnapping, which included a very serious kidnap attempt against 5 American soldiers at Karbala, in which the Al-Quds force actually murdered their captives.
I just want to clarify, when you say Al-Quds, we're talking about the Iranian Revolutionary Guard.
Yeah. The Al-Quds force is the sort of overseas branch of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard that answers directly to the Iranian government.
So we think of kidnapping, or we've come to think of it, as the preserve of terrorist groups, but the picture you're painting is of big power relations. Does this fit with Iran's MO to actually capture foreign citizens and take them to Iran?
You know, we have to look back at what was happening in Beirut during the 80s, when we had proxy militia groups like Hezbollah, which were also connected with Iran, that were involved in the taking of a number of hostages, including Terry Anderson, the American, Terry Waite, John McCarthy. So it's not unprecedented. So we know that Iran has been heavily involved in Iraq. What was interesting and extraordinary about this kidnap was that the Al-Quds force actually took part and led the special groups in the kidnapping of the British men.
And tell us a bit more about the implications of that. I mean, it's good news Peter Moore's been freed, but his bodyguards were actually killed. And if this was indeed orchestrated and led by the Revolutionary Guard, that's an arm of the Iranian state.
Well, I mean, to be honest, I feel uncomfortable talking about the implications of that. That's something that the British Foreign Office has to look at, the Iranians, also the Iraqi government, because in a previous investigation which The Guardian carried out, we discovered that there was collusion between people at the Iraqi Ministry of the Interior and also at the within the Iraqi intelligence source in covering up the fact that Iran was involved in the taking of the hostages. So, I mean, there are serious questions to be asked. I think what we have uncovered is that the Al-Quds force has been directly involved in at least 2 operations, the taking of the American soldiers at Karbala and the murdering of them, and now the British hostages.
It's very interesting, then, that the British government has been so insistent that this was an Iraqi operation.
Well, the British government, I mean, it's very interesting to talk to the Foreign Office. One of the things that we've found throughout this investigation is they have consistently said to us they have no evidence that they were held in Iran. Yet the former Foreign Office Minister, Kim Howells, has said that he believes that they were held in Iran. And I think it introduces political difficulties at a time when the nuclear issue is much more to the forefront in Britain. And there's concern about our relations with Iran. But, I mean, that is not something I want to speculate on. The Foreign Office are saying they don't have the evidence. I believe that after 18 months of this investigation that we have put together a credible, well-sourced account of a kidnapping that was led by the Al-Quds force and of how the British men were taken and held in Iran.
Maggie O'Kane writes for The Guardian newspaper in the UK. Maggie, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Maggie O'Kane discusses the sources for her story at theworld.org. There's also a link to the full Guardian article there.